everybody here. We're going to be for our award ceremony.
I think my teammate crashed, but that was so much fun. The last lap, the fans are crazy here. It's loud. It was a fun little, not a victory lap, but a little lap for the fans, I guess. We were out of it on the last exchange, so
have you been surprised by the rhythm, by the pace of the race? Or?
Yeah, these guys, they're strong, and a lot of them, they know how to ski in this soft stuff. They're impressive, they're fast. So, but this experience, it was awesome. Quebec put on a good show here, and I think everybody is pretty excited about this race.
Yeah. What are your expectations for tomorrow?
Well, for sure I want to get in the heat, and then anything can happen. I really want to make the semifinal. I get at least two races in the heat. So, but yeah, we'll see. It's a new day tomorrow, and the course could change again. I think they're going to make it a bit more firm. So it's a whole new race. It'll be pretty exciting.
Before, you said it would be more muscular because of the snow getting softer.
Yeah, it takes a...
Did it really happen as you thought?
Yeah, it takes a special kind of technique for this type of snow. Alex is amazing in this stuff. It's different. For someone my size, I'm still working on it. I'm getting better, but I'm still not... It's so different. You can't just ski normally. You'll be catching your skis on everything. So, but we'll see tomorrow what the course is. But today was a good warm up for tomorrow.
As well, a few words on your young teammate who did a great job in World Cup final today.
Yeah, for sure. My teammate.
Yeah.
No, he skied amazing. He was in there until the crash or something happened, I'm sure. But it's great experience for him, and hopefully next year he'll be up racing Team Twins with me in Europe too.
Have you been able to exchange a couple of words with him after the race?
Not yet. I'm going to see him now.
Thank you, man.
Okay. The feeling's getting better and better. Like, same with Alex and Devin. We're kind of racing, not into shape, but into our racing form. We're all in shape. It's just we're missing the last gear, but... Looks like they're pretty close to reaching it, and I don't know what happened to Jesse. He might have crashed there, but we had a couple good laps in there anyway.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
And the team sprint, is that one you look forward to, and how do you kind of approach it?
I love the team events. Like, I kind of, in skiing, you don't have that many, so I really love to enter these races, especially the 4x10, and because you win and lose with your teammate, and it changes the sport a lot. So it's fun to warm up with your teammates when you're on the same team rather than
You're
never really, yeah, it's fun, it's different.
And not having, I mean, you're friendly with Jesse, I'm sure,
yeah,
but
of course,
not
yeah.
coming back. What kind of expectations did you have for yourselves today?
I wasn't sure how the jet lag would feel, but I felt great out there. Looks like everyone else felt okay too. The pace was fast all day, but I don't know, I wanted to make the final. That was their first. And you never know what happens. Last year, Drew and I finished fifth. And so, like, you never know. So we gave it a good shot, and I'm totally content with today. Like, I'm happy.
And how'd you like the format?
It was good. It's fun. Yeah. I like the small course. The fans are, like, three layers deep all the way around.
Jesse, how's it going? You made a...
The kid over there is in my ski club.
Yeah.
Like an undergraduate.
Of course, yeah. I'll come right there.
Okay, all
right.
So kind of tell me what you made a big push to the front, kind of in the middle of your...
Well, the plan was to save stuff for the last lap, and like Lenny and I think we're in 8th, 9th, or 10th for the whole race, and the first two laps felt relaxed and calm, and then I thought, well, I might as well go now. Because there weren't many opportunities to make moves, so I ended up making, I think, ground on two or three people
on
the first 200 meters or so, and then it kind of disintegrated over the last tour of the loop again, and I crashed and I didn't even get by any chance. So.
Where'd you crash?
Just before the jump, so I had to ski up the jump.
No.
And it was so slow. The video's going to be hilarious, so can't wait to see that.
What happened with the crush? What happened with the crash?
Oh, I fell on my own.
Okay.
Yeah. No one around me. I just slipped.
And how are you, like, how excited or what were the nerves like?
I was excited. It's the first time I did a team sprint on a World Cup. I haven't raced World Cup in 2 years. So, yeah, very excited and trying to keep calm at the same time.
And what does this kind of day do for you going into tomorrow? I mean,
Me confident. Like, I'm really confident in how I was able to ski in conditions that I'm usually pretty poor at. So, yeah, I thought I skied relaxed, skied strong, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow now.
Awesome. Anything that you learned about the course or how you want to approach it?
Don't underestimate these guys. they'll burn you in the last half of the race because it happens quick.
How was the pace?
The pace was fine. Yeah, okay. Up until I used too much speed, so it's probably normal pace.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Jesse. Take care.